Congress extends a tax credit for wind. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. With all the buzz around the fiscal cliff in Congress, something happened that you might have missed. There's a federal tax credit. It's called the Wind Energy Production Tax Credit, and it was about to expire at the end of last year. At the final hour, Congress extended that tax credit, and President Obama signed the bill. It now covers wind projects that start construction in 2013. Peter Kelly is a spokesman for the American Wind Energy Association. He says the credit gives tax relief for the first 10 years of a wind farm. Kelly says companies had started laying people off last year with the future of the tax credit up in the air.
We believe that factories that have had a lack of orders for 2013 will start to get orders as contracts are signed and as development companies agree with utilities that they're going to provide more wind energy. It may take a few months. It won't be an instantaneous callback.
He says in Michigan, there are at least 41 factories that make components for wind turbines. This is the Environment Report. A new law in Michigan will make it easier for sewage treatment plants to sell or give away what's left over when they're finished. Rena Miller explains.
All the water we use in our houses and businesses goes down a municipal drain and ends up in a wastewater treatment plant. It's processed and decontaminated and eventually becomes something called a biosolid. Some of it then goes into landfills, and some is used as agricultural fertilizer. A law signed last week will allow Michigan sewage treatment plants to sell or give away what's called exceptional quality, or EQ, biosolids. Mike Person is with the Michigan Department of Environmental Quality. He says other states have allowed this for years. In fact, Michigan has been buying a product called milorganite that's been generated and bagged by the city of Milwaukee.
It's often used on golf courses and things of that nature. It's pelletized, and what it does is it really provides a nice slow-release form of organic nitrogen.
The new Michigan regulations eliminate a layer of bureaucracy. It means those biosolids can be used in public parks, athletic fields, cemeteries, and on your lawn and garden. Person says that's an environmentally smart thing to do rather than putting biosolids in landfills or incinerating them. Now, in order for these biosolids to be given or sold to the public, they do have to meet certain criteria. Dawn Reinhold is an assistant professor in biosystems and agricultural engineering at Michigan State University. She says pathogens, things like E. coli, salmonella, and viruses have to be eliminated. So do harmful metals. Reinhold says she's researching another aspect of biosolids. What happens to all those personal care products when they get into the water system?
When you use things like antimicrobial soaps and you're washing your hands, that antimicrobial chemical is actually going down the drain, ending up in your wastewater treatment plant. A lot of that chemical actually ends up on the biosolid.
Reinhold's studies looked at what would happen if you were to eat only fruits and vegetables grown in a garden amended with biosolids. She says the health risks would be 1,000 to 10,000 times less than by using things like antimicrobial soap in the first place. But there's one area that still needs work. Reinhold says all those pharmaceuticals Americans use also end up in treatment plants.
So we're starting to try to understand what is occurring with these chemicals. But as far as being able to completely 100% answer that there's no risk from pharmaceuticals in these biosolids, we're not there yet.
So Reinhold says using biosolids for landscaping limits your exposure to pharmaceuticals to just about nil. And if you're not comfortable using biosolids in your veggie garden, go organic. For the Environment Report, I'm Rena Miller.
And that's the Environment Report for today. I'm Rebecca Williams.